Welcome to Phone Boy Speaks, a short, irregularly produced podcast about whatever happens to be on my mind.
In the last episode, I talked about making habits, something that stick, right? So that means, making it, tying it to something else. But it also needs to be something that's relatively simple. So just as an example, right, one of the things I do is every night before I go to bed, I lay out my workout clothes for the next morning so that I can, I pick them up and I go take them downstairs and I go put them on. And it makes it really easy to make the right decision, right? That is, and I think that with any habit, right, it needs to be something that's easy and obvious, actually. But now the other side of that is that you might want to make things more difficult that perhaps you shouldn't be doing. And this goes back to my decision that I made several months ago to remove the social media apps from my phone. And it turns out by doing that, I didn't delete my accounts or anything. I can't really do that for various reasons. But what it did was it significantly reduced my consumption of these things. I've now made it much more difficult, and I've also made the decision that I'm not going to do that on my phone because I don't necessarily want to use those services on my phone because they're at least using their apps, and I don't even want to use them from a web browser. So I made the decision, okay, I'm only going to use it on my computer where I can close the tab or whatever, and that turned out to be a good decision because I don't spend a lot of time on Twitter or Facebook anymore, and certainly not LinkedIn. Which has turned into Facebook. I just don't use those services very much. And I made it much more difficult to do. And if you're trying to change your habit, sometimes it's adding a habit, sometimes it's removing a habit. So, and I would say for anybody that's trying to, make a different habit, making it harder is probably not a bad thing, right? And so I'd even go take it a step further and say, okay, if you want to get off all that stuff, maybe you get a phone that switch out your smartphone for something that is like a dumb phone, right? And that would mean that you're not able to do any of that stuff, and you're going to go through a period of time probably with some withdrawals, but at the end of the day, what you're going to end up with is you're going to have better habits. And it's kind of funny because there was an issue with No Agenda Social not too long ago, which runs on Mastodon. There was an issue that was causing all kinds of problems, and it was very difficult to follow your timeline, and messages were coming in delayed. It wasn't federating with the rest of the known activity pub / Mastodon universe. And so it actually made it a little more difficult to use, which, then I realized, okay, well, isn't the whole point of using the decentralized social network to not have these issues? So if there's an issue on one instance, you can use something else. Well, the problem is that most of the people I interact with are on that one instance. And so it really doesn't matter if the entire network itself is distributed, if the membership is not distributed, but neither here nor there. And I think this is, and I think ultimately something like a social network really should be distributed, and it shouldn't be even something like Mastodon to me is still too centralized because, I've got accounts on a number of different instances. And so I can communicate with people, no problem. But if all the people that I want to communicate with are on one instance that's having problems, which was the case with No Agenda Social, then it really doesn't matter. So I think it's it goes back to this whole concept of, okay, it made it harder to use, and that probably wasn't a bad thing. And there's, I think that we do need to make certain things harder in our lives, right? Things that are maybe less healthy. And I don't know that we're going to be able to get away with not doing certain things, but if we make them harder, then we're going to spend less time doing them, and that's ultimately going to be better. Make the good things easy, make the bad things hard, and hopefully that will, you're nudging yourself, right? Is a way to think about it. So you want to take those activities that you want to do and make them easier. You want to take those activities that you don't want to do, that are sucking a lot of time or sucking a lot of your energy or whatever, and make them harder. So yeah, I'm debating even like, okay, well, maybe I need to block on my phone looking at those sites on my phone, but which I could do, right? I mean, I've got ways to do that, but Yeah, and that some people might not want to do that, but sometimes that's what you need to do, right? And by the way, the same thing happens with diet, right? If you want to change your diet, you need to remove things in your house that are going to be difficult for you to resist. I know when Vinnie Tartarich talks about, you know, when he's done interventions with people and, you know, the people that he's trained or whatever, he's went through their pantry and everything and just cleaned out all the stuff they shouldn't eat, right? And I think some people need that, right? And unfortunately, I didn't get that. I don't have the ability to do that in my house since I'm not the only one here. So yeah, I eventually learned that, okay, these things aren't food. And so even though there are tempting things, potentially tempting things in my pantry or in my refrigerator, don't eat them because don't see them as food. So it makes it really easy. But yeah, make the good things easy, make the bad things, make the bad things hard, right? And that's one of those ways that you can make for better habits.
Thanks for listening to Phoneboy Speaks. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher Radio, or wherever fine podcasts are found.